So our world today is filled with all kinds of corrupt, evil communications. You can think of the music industry, for example. The music industry, they put out music, whether it's worldly music, secular music, or if it's CCM or Christian conservative music. I think that's also worldly too. Whatever music you're listening to, if it is putting out evil communication, it's putting out bad messages, it's communicating things that are contrary to God's word, you ought to avoid it. Otherwise, it's going to corrupt your good character, it's going to corrupt your good manners. Now, back in 1996, I thought about putting that in there because I wasn't sure if anybody knew, but there was an artist by the name of Tupac. I don't know if anybody knows about Tupac. But, I listened to some Tupac in my day. But, Tupac is one of these evil communicators. A quote-unquote hip-hop rap artist. And it's so bizarre. You know, the guy is dead now. He lived that life where he promoted the thug life. And if you don't know what the word thug means, it's basically anything that's contrary to God to please myself. And that's all being a thug is. They just do whatever they want to do, whatever they feel right, just to make some money, just to have pride, you know, over other people, to show how good they are. And then they write about it. And I remember distinctly, Tupac was known as the poet. Sometimes people call him the righteous poet. And he was like a fake, you know, Christian rapper. None of his stuff was Christian. None of his stuff was about God. None of his stuff was godly. It's just he came across as someone who knew what he was talking about because he went through that thug life. Now, he had an album titled All Eyes on Me. Now, what does that tell you? It's a couple of things, actually. One, it's I'm prideful. Look at me. Watch what I do. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Just do what I do. And again, the people called him the poet. So they hung on to every word that he said. They hung on to his next new song, his next new album. They're like, when are you going to hear that new Pac CD? You know, when is that coming out? And they would listen to that. And that is evil communication. Now, here's the interesting thing. That album, All Eyes on Me, it had a song on there called Only God Can Judge Me. That was the name of the stupid song. Only God can judge me. So I thought about it. I was like, well, you're saying all eyes on me, but only God can judge you? I mean, people who are going to look at this guy and hear his music, they're going to start judging him. He wants everybody to look at him. He's inviting all this judgment to come on him. And this is the same album. He says, you know, only God can judge me. Well, here's the thing. We are to judge righteously. We are to judge, not according to the appearance. It's not about what he's wearing. It's not about, you know, how his clothes are. We are to judge what he's saying. And he's saying things like, you know, God is not the only way. Jesus is not the only way. You can do whatever you want. But God is, you know, everywhere in all things. Now, I'm going to try hard not to quote some verses from these songs because they're filled with just filthy language. Filthy language, derogatory language that puts people down, puts women down, and puts Christians down. He wants everybody to look at him, and his communication corrupts good manners.